What's up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm your host, Dork. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And I'm joined in studio today by...
Hello, I am Hannah. Thanks for having me, Dork.
The all-time ultimate and famous host of the show...
This is not fun.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Of course. It's funny because I had a whole spiel of talking about my show and shamelessly self-plugging. But, you know, thank you for already
giving me
a shout out.
My pleasure.
I didn't have to do it myself.
What was your spiel? What's your show?
Oh, so my show is called This Is Not Fine. I like to call it Rage Radio, where I talk about everything that's not fine.
Word.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
Today's episode of Teachable Moments, the theme of today's episode is the cool girl trope. Definition for cool girl trope. Hannah came up with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crossover episode. It's history in the making. So today we're just going to rant and talk about the cool girl trope in media, in movies, and how it kind of manifests and whatever in like... real life and people we meet and stuff. But Hannah, do you want to define what the trope is?
Yeah, I love that. I just want to say hell yeah to both of us. Dream team.
I know.
So what I do on my show is rant and get angry, you know, because
you rage on the radio.
Healthy.
healthy.
You know, like,
no, totally.
In some doses. You know, instead of just like having it pent up inside you, you know, it's communicate. It's good to release it in small doses at all times.
Totally.
So, cool girl trope. It's really, what is it? It's a figment of male fantasy. Yeah.
You really, you don't beat around the bush.
No. Let's get right into it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, fundamentally, that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like all, kind of like all ideas of like, in a lot of ways, like what proper feminine behavior is, I think, or like what desirable behavior from women is. It's like how men would like fantastically interact with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, so this one is a little, this one is the like, not like other girls girl. So like, she's like can hang with the guys. Like she knows about video games and sports. She's like not emotional, not insecure. She's cool. She's the cool girl. I feel like the idea of what it is, like I feel it's been kind of happening in media for so long, but Gone Girl had like the monologue that like gave it the title of like the cool girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like in film and movies, there's also like kind of like actors and other kind of like people in the public eye who are women who kind of embody this trope.
Totally.
And yeah, we're gonna get into it.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna play music and then we'll get back.
Let's do it.
So we open the show with Painter from New York by Color Filter off of the album Drum and Bliss, which came out in 1998, and I just really like it. We are going to move on to Flamenco by Javier Mighty off of her new album, Stock Exchange. If you haven't listened to this album yet, I 10 out of 10 out of 10 recommend. It is so, so, so good. So we're going to listen to Flamenco, and you're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CTR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's taboo. Love it while I'm wanting to flamenco. I just keep it spicy like pimiento. World, you wanna buy me when I bend low. Wanted me to ride like I like it too. Mm-hmm. I smooth sashay like flamenco. I lose my brain to the tempo. The moon shining with a red glow. The tone my thing from the gear. You know, say everything set. Know, say everything blessed.
Everything blessed.
Baby, you don't need no defense. I'ma pique your interest. Yeah, I spent some time alone lately. Thinking maybe you could take me to the bright lights way down below. Hey, baby, wanna take me? Loving while I'm wanting to flamenco. I just keep it spicy like pimiento. World, you wanna buy me when I bend low. Wanted me to ride like I like it too.
Que escogió, sé que mirando y enmorecido, harta de pan se bendecido, vida no entiende de mí que yo, si tú supieras amigo mío, en vez de vela haría frío, si tú quisieras sería mío, podemos hacerlo como los críos, ama gritarlo pero escondido, ama bailarlo cuando es rocío, quiero tu labio, quiero tu lío, o quiero hoy.
It's like I float, hope you know what you're ready for. I'ma take it slow like an edible. I'ma bring the show like a festival. Even though you're grown, I am terrible. Sexy, no comparable.
Everyone I'm wanting to flamenco. I just keep it spicy like pimiento. World, you wanna buy me when I've been low. Wanting me to ride like I like it too. Smooth side shade like flamenco. I lose my brain to that tempo. The moon shining with a wrinkle. Doing my thing from the get-go.
My kryptonite, birthed by fire. trial by ice, whose depths I have not known. Like we got us, nah. Way before the days of back of the school bus. Woo. We never had much, nah. Just a lot of love, yeah. So much I ain't even know what being broke was. Woo. Plant the seed and it'll grow, my Nietzsche, yeah. Starve the ego, feed the soul, my Nietzsche, yeah. Family under nothing, rest cold, my Nietzsche, yeah. Decolonize your mind, that's when you glow, my Nietzsche, glow, Last night I had a dream, got my granny singing out for me. Every time I pray she looking out for me. Said you proud and hopes I'm finding everything I'm looking for, yeah. Woke up and smudged as the happy tears fall down. Yeah, so count the blessings you've been getting. I see my funerals and graduations and the weddings. Man, I loved and I lost. Don't you doubt it for a second. No repeat on my dogs. I know dogs go to heaven, yeah. Whatever shake me or break me, I hope it make me better now. Cause all I wanna do is make my mama proud. The change start with me, you know it now. So I ain't gonna change the world unless I change myself. Real. Decorate, and my daddy told me I'm a reflection of who know me best. Res boy turn spiritual, let the hair grow. Young boy turn lyrical, a voice for my people, I'ma see it through. Mama couldn't give me life, she told me I'm a miracle. To the blessings I've been given, and all the late nights, mama cooking in the kitchen. For all the extra miles that wouldn't eat unless she did it. I love you, mama, this for you, we gon' get it. Take my shoes, you can walk a mile. I've been in hell and back, cause mama, my old made me brown. And we all know real love's on the east side of town, yeah. If you really wanna know me, you should stay a while, stay a while. Hey, crooked smile, boy, style on them. Rez kids, you can call me cousin. They said we wouldn't mount to nothing, no. Label something else, guess it's better than nothing, yeah. I've been down bad, yeah. But I know my word, yeah. Nowadays when I'm down, it's when I'm down to earth. True. Don't ignore the pain, I know change hurts. Real change come within, wouldn't change it for the world, for real.
Rabbits till I'm whole, hurting cause I've stole each moment that we've grown. If your eyes saw my silhouettes, regrets will fill my days.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live to the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Dork. Teachable Moments of CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definition for a cool trope, girl trope. Cool girl trope.
You got it.
Thank you. You just heard the song Change by Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Off of their most recent release, Life After. And then just before that was Erica DeCassier's single Drama, the Isabella Love Story and Chicken remix. And then opened that set with Javier Mighty, the song Flamenco, featuring Mala Rodriguez off of her new album, Stock Exchange. I would say, as the person who chose all these songs, all exquisite. And you should listen to them on your own time. I am joined in studio by Henna.
Hello.
We are the Dream Team, and we're talking about the cool girl trope in media and in life today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to take it away?
Yeah. I'll try to be less intense this time.
Henna opened very strong with that is a figment of male fantasy. And that's, I mean, that's it.
That's it. End of episode. So, yeah. Just when we went on break, Dork and I were talking about some of the traits, you know, what makes this girl cool and so desirable. It's that she's just so agreeable, you know. Yeah. She's always down for a fun time, doesn't get mad.
She doesn't challenge the person.
No. She has opinions and maybe is badass in her own, but in a nice way.
In a way that, like, it doesn't, like, overpower or overshadow the person who she is being pedestaled by.
Yeah. It's, she's non-threatening.
Totally.
Right? But the main thing about this cool girl is that she can have all these traits, but she has to be super hot.
Oh, yeah. That's the underpinning. I think the definition that I have is not traditionally feminine plus conventional hotness equals the cool girl, who is then also better, I'm putting that in air quotes, than other women.
Yes. She's really attractive.
Deadass.
And I actually found this definition, which I think is funny. Acts like a dude, but looks like a supermodel.
Yeah.
So that sums it up.
That's the dream. We are going to move on to the song Wrong Breed by Auri. You're listening to it on Teacher Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You are. Tribe Called Red is The Hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hangamino-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm your host, Dork, and I'm joined in studio by Hannah.
Hey, what's up?
Today we're talking about the cool girl trope. We've talked about validation. We've talked about what the cool girl trope is in media and life. Now we're talking about, like not being needy. This girl, the cool girl, is not needy. She's like not insecure. She like, it's like very low key, like go with the flow, whatever. Like she doesn't need you to be reciprocal at all.
Mm-mm.
Because that wouldn't be cool.
Nope.
It's not chill.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
The word that's coming to my mind is low maintenance.
Yes. you know? Type B, not type A.
She's never going to... She doesn't need anything. Totally. She doesn't cry. She doesn't need validation.
Yeah.
She's got everything.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
She's just there to support you.
Yeah. And it's very, like... I think that, like, the reciprocity is really key in, like, this part of the girl. Like, she is willing and able to give so much to this person, but needs nothing in return.
Mm-mm.
Or also, like is not, doesn't expect anything else from them, and, like, they're enough, even though they're doing literally nothing.
Yeah. And also, this cool girl doesn't get hurt.
No. This is the part of, like, this trope to me that really feels like... in opposition to dating normal women. I'm putting that in quotes again.
Yeah.
Like, if it's like, oh, if you date, like, dating a cool girl will be like it's a fundamental part of, like, being in relationship in a way that, like, other elements of the cool girl isn't. You know what I mean?
Like, it's one-way traffic.
Totally.
In my brain.
Yeah.
And it serves the dude.
Oh, totally.
Because you don't have to do anything.
Totally. Yeah. We were watching a video about the cool girl trope. There was, like, a part that was, like, I forget what it was. But, like, to me, the cool girl really, like, is a part of, like, the man-child thing, too. Mm-hmm. Like, she loves to just hang out and watch sports. She loves to just hang out and, like play video games,
chug,
like,
beers.
Yeah, it's never like, oh, she likes to hang out and, like, do stuff together. Like, it's never like, oh, like, no, we, like, interact and engage with each other and, like, mm-hmm, do activities. Like, no, it's like we just chill all the time.
I know.
And it's great. Like, that's so, like, gross to me.
It's so gross.
I know.
And so boring.
Oh my god, stimulate my brain.
Oh, like,
please
kill me. But oh.
Just kill me.
But also, it just
that's
lacks
a fun activity.
It lacks creativity. It lacks,
oh,
curiosity.
Totally.
You're
totally
not curious about this other person.
No.
They already have everything you desire.
Totally.
And it's just so, like, one dimension. No, it's zero dimension.
It's non-dimensional.
Zero dimension. I just got animated and hit the mic, but
it's literally a mirror. They want literally just a mirror reflection of themselves. They don't want a fully dimensional, like, flesh and blood person in front of them. They want to, like, have, like, see themselves in a mirror that they can just, like, touch and see.
Yeah.
Who's really hot. And end of list.
That's it. That's the ideal woman.
I mean, can't argue with that.
Yeah.
You just heard the song Emergency by Lodic off of her album Water, and then opened that set with Wrong Breed by Ori off of her album Frame of a Fauna. We're going to move on to the song 755. It's a lot of numbers. My brain didn't like that for a second. DJ Kicks featuring Lorraine James by Jesse Lanza. And you, dear listener, are listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard the song Lightning at Your Funeral by Devours off of the album Escape from Planet Devours. Just before that was the new single by Caro Hart, 20K Feet Under, the Pedal Supply remix. I'm obsessed with Pedal Supply.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing.
It's a good song.
Yeah. Based out of Victoria. Very, very cool. They're going to play at Redgate, I think, in January.
No way.
Yes way. I'm very excited. And then opened that set with Jesse Lanza, the DJ Kicks featuring Lorraine James remix of 755. I'm your host, Dork. Teach a moment to see you to stop. One-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's episode is a cool girl trope. I'm joined in studio by Hannah, the incomparable and incredibly famous host of the incredibly popular and widely circulated show This Is Not Fine. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. This is fun.
I'm glad. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're talking about the element of the cool girl trope. Always down for a good time. Or sorry, we wrote down for a good time always and forever. And Then does not hang out with girls.
Mm-mm.
And you wanted to go over some examples.
Yeah.
Let's hit it.
The first one. So when I was thinking about this, I could think of a lot of TV and film representation of cool girls. So the big one that comes to my mind is Robin and How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
She's the epitome of cool girl.
Totally.
Right? Is like one of the guys, but is also beautiful.
Yeah.
Is someone to be desired, but then also is very approachable.
Yeah.
Right? Hangs out with the dudes.
Relatable.
Super relatable. Gets the guys.
Yeah.
Chugs down scotch like nothing.
Gross.
But then what about her needs and her imperfections?
Totally.
We don't see that.
Yeah.
Ever. And the other, but then there are cool girls IRL.
Totally. Well, that's, I feel like it's something that trope, I feel like the word trope does make it, kind of relegates it to media, like especially film and TV, just because I think that's where a lot of like examples, because, I mean, ultimately media is someone's fantasy in whatever way, because they're, yeah, designing and building their own kind of world. And especially with like a sexist trope like this, it's like always from the male gaze and it's whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I think it's so interesting how it plays out in like public persona. Like we were talking about Jennifer Lawrence and how she like really plays into that. And it's wild.
Totally.
And like building a whole persona around this, this literal like media trope.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. That's the thing, right? It bleeds into real life.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just something reserved to on screen. Like, I was telling Dork, I watched this interview with Jennifer Lawrence where the host or the reporter goes like, oh, like, how do you always look so fit and perfect and you're, you know, you have, like, such a good body.
Which is already a weird question.
It's a super weird question.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, maybe say nothing, call the host out, whatever. But then Jennifer Lawrence laughs and she's like, oh, what are you talking about? I just downed a Philly steak cheeseburger. Like, no, girl, you did not.
Well, to me, it's like, I think that's a good point of, like, she could have done so many things, but instead she kind of, what is the word? I want to say fortified. Maybe that's what, like, fortified this persona. Like, it's like, seeing the cool girl trope as anti-patriarchy and like seeing it as like saying like, what a weird question. Like, what are you even talking about? Like, I don't fit into like traditionally feminine like characteristics, when it's just kind of playing into a different type of misogyny in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know we're both on the same page about this. But you know what? What's really frustrating is that it really trivializes what a lot of women go through with, like, body weight and body type and what's attractive, what's not, because there's always this obsession with how a woman looks. Nothing else matters, right? And so instead of maybe being like, oh, it's really hard to maintain my size zero, she's like, what are you talking about? It's nothing. And so it really dismisses real women's, like, real issues with their body. It's
totally.
Like, oh, if Jennifer Lawrence can do it, then why can't I do it?
Yeah. Because also it comes down to, we were talking about this earlier in the episode, the cool girl is only considered the cool girl because she's super hot. Like, being conventionally and traditionally attractive is a huge part of what makes her cool and desirable even in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, the video that we were watching before about, like I think Miss Congeniality is a really good example where, like, she's not hot at the beginning. So, like, it's like, ugh, gross. But then, like, she has a makeover and all of a sudden she's – all of those, like, traits that she had that were, like, gross are now – seen as, like, really desirable and, like, attractive, literally just because of her appearance.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
And a big thing is she's effortlessly beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
She's not taking time to do her makeup. She's just, she doesn't need makeup. She's beautiful. But also she does do makeup.
Absolutely. We are going to move on to the song Adore You, the new Porta single. You're listening to it on Teacher Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Walk in your rainbow paradise. Strawberry lipstick state of mind. The thought I get so lost inside your eyes. Would you believe it? You don't have to say you love me. You don't have to say nothing. You don't have to say that you're mine. I'm screaming out, ooh. Walk through fire for you. Just let me adore you. It's the only thing I'll ever do. Right. Your wonder under summer skies. I was thinking brown skin and lemon on the rise. Would you believe it? You don't have to say love me. I just wanna tell you something. Lately you've been on my mind. So I'm screaming out, ooh. Walk through fire for you. Just let me adore you. Yeah, I'm screaming out, ooh. Walk through fire for you. Just let me adore you. Like it's the only thing I'll ever do. 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 I'm screaming out, I'm screaming out. Ooh. Walk through fire for you. Just let me adore you. I'm screaming out. Ooh. Fire for you, just let me adore you. Like it's the only thing, 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 like it's the only thing I'll ever do.
Do you like music as much as I do? Do you like music like me? What about music, huh? Hey, do you like music like mine? Listen to the songs I chose for you. Do you like synth bass, electric guitars, drum machines, people singing along to all that? If so, tune in to 2010 Radio bi-weekly on Thursdays on CITR at 6 to 7 p.m. to hear the coolest selections from the underground indie electronic music scene in Canada and more with your host, Charlie D. Woo! I like music.
The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality.
take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
What's up? We are back, and you never left. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dork, joined in studio by Hannah. Today we're talking about the cool girl trope in film, media, and just like public figures, I guess.
That's right.
In life, mm-hmm. in reality.
Yep.
In our collective consciousness. And we've finally reached the point in the show where we talk about the fundamental misogyny of this trope. Finally. Thank you, Hannah, for the belated drum roll.
You're welcome.
It's what we came here to do.
It's what we've been waiting for.
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you want to take it away a little bit? Hannah before was like, I'm so excited to talk about this.
Sure. Well, I will circle back to how I opened the show. Mm-hmm. Cool Girl is...
Wow, what a full circle moment.
I know.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Cool Girl... That's great radio in real time.
It is very meta. So... Cool Girl is essentially a figment of male fantasy, and that's problematic.
That's it. Yeah. It's like how fantastical it is, and then also the like, it feels like you can't win because you're either like a really boring, uptight, feminine woman,
mm-mm.
or you're like just kind of like a shell of a person.
Yeah.
Like, that's I was saying when we were talking about this before, I was like, just date a dude. If you're so into, like, hanging out with your dude friends and, like, having dude energy, date a dude. Wow. That would be great. I bet you would like it, sir. You know what I mean?
I don't care about what men like or don't like anymore.
I
know.
Who does? It's 2021.
But, like, here's the thing, though. And sometimes it's upsetting to see women... give into that. A lot of women do, especially like in their early 20s.
Yeah.
And I guess some never stopped doing it, right? And it's like, hey, but this is on my own accord.
Yeah.
I'm choosing this, but hey, I hate to break it to you. You're being played.
Totally.
By patriarchy.
Well, that's what I was trying to say, and I think it came out really jumbled of like, I think that like it feels more autonomous and it feels like sticking it to like the patriarchy of not doing traditionally feminine things. Mm-mm. But it's still just playing into patriarchy and the male gaze and like the fantasy of woman in a way that like it also like kind of demonizes and like undermines feminine women.
Yeah. And it's so objectifying. Like,
oh, yeah.
What is Cool Girl if not just hypersexualization of the it will girl?
Totally.
You know? And it just puts down other women.
Yeah.
Like, ew.
Gross.
Gross.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Opposite of cool.
This is not fine.
Thank you so much for being on my show, Hannah. This was lovely.
Of course. I had a blast and I loved the seamless collab of our shows.
It really, yeah.
Yeah.
It was meant to be.
We're dope.
Dream team.
Dream team.
Up next is Into the Woods with Mel Woods. Thank you, dear listener, for listening. I hope you're thriving, etc. We're going to close the show with the song Distance, the M-Flow remix of the Hikaru Utada song off of their 2001 EP, Final Distance. And you're listening to it on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Welcome aboard on Global Astroliner.
I wanna be with you now. 2人でテンステンス